Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Vav. Shabbos Kuf Vav, and we are on the bottom of Kuf Hei Amid Beis. We're in the sugyos of Korea. The Gemara just brought up the issues of Korea Bachamaso, Korea Almeso. We have the Stira and the Brises. We answer the difference in the Stira on, in terms of mace, is in terms of if it is one, if it is a mace that one has to be Masabah for. We spoke about the Yerushalmi that's quoted in the Rishonim here, the Rashba and the Ritva, relating to Mitzvah Haba Bavera. Very important Lashonos there. We spoke about the Minag of tearing on a on an Adam Kusher, and that minag of tearing, if somebody is, or the halach of tearing, when one is in the room, b'shasis, he has neshama, all different issues. And then the Gemara brought up the last skinny line, hamakarea begadav b'chamasa, if somebody tears begadim in his anger, or mishaber kelev b'chamaso, umafazer, or if somebody scatters the money, yibidecha kovet avadazara, when somebody's out of control, because that is the umnis of the Yitzhahara, little by little, he gets the person to lose himself. That is the Chazal. Again, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos and other places that really somebody who is Bekaas, somebody has to go to an extreme by the Kaas Mida, even though all the other Midos not. Why? Because Kilo Ovid Avodazara. Just to mention, I mentioned in the past, this Gemara of Kaas, Kilo Ovid Avodazara, relates to the Rambam in a letter. The Rambam in the Igeris to Rabbi Yovadi Hager. Rabbi Yovadi Hager was a Ger from Islam that wrote a letter to the Rambam, who said, it's printed in the Igros HaRambam, the two volumes of Masada Rav Kook, and he says there that the people around him are screaming at him and making fun of him. Ah, he used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and they were getting angry at him. How could he be, even try to be one of them? So the Rambam has a beautiful letter back where he has two parts to it. Number one, the first half of the letter, he discusses how that the people are not telling the truth, because the Rambam holds that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. So you were never an Ovid Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam. And number two, the second half of the letter is that these people are screaming at you that you used to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. They're wrong, and they're screaming, getting angry at you. They are Ki'ilu Koiz Avodah Zarah right now. So the Rambam, in that sharp line, says, don't worry about it, and he has the Lashon of this ger was being mistofif tachas kanfi ashchina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, but he relates to this line of kilo obed avodah zara. Just another note, the Bali Musar pointed out that kilo obed avodah zara, because the person, as I mentioned very quickly yesterday, but the reason that it's compared to that is because when we are angry, we have ourselves in the middle of our life. Right, if we just realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of our life, so then we realize that everything that happens to us was meant to happen. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says by the mitzvah of Nekama in Parshas Kedoshim, that every person in life is a subject and an object. Subject and an object. We have Bechira Chavshas. We believe that we are subjects and we are going to be punished and rewarded for our actions. But on the other hand, we are also objects. Anything that happens to us in life, we have to look at it as if, you know, it was meant to happen. Right? Somebody punched me in the face, so he has the Chira Chafshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. But Miksid, I was meant to. The bus driver has Bechira Chafshis, went to leave the stop. I just missed the bus. It's not, oh, it's because of him? No, I was meant to just miss the bus. That is his Bechira Chafshis, and I was there as an object being affected by it. And that's why that's his svara for not taking nekama. Who am I to take revenge? Right? Me? I'm an object. It was meant to happen to me from my point of view. Like Yosef Atzadik tells his brothers in Parshas Vayechi, I'm going to take revenge from you. Parshas Vayechi, I'm going to take revenge from you. No, I wasn't. It was meant to happen. Mitzidcha, yes, you're going to be held accountable for your actions. But mitzidi not. And that's the recognition that we have to try to overcome our kaas, and that is to try to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center of the world, not us, to realize that we are objects to much of what happens around us. Good, and the one final point I wanted to mention before we start today's Gemara, which we will start with the fifth or sixth wide line, and that is the stipler that I mentioned, that that one can't learn Shabbos Kuf Hei without learning the stipler, or Ayin Gimel, for that matter. We had back on Daf Ayin Gimel the Mishnah with all the Lamates Malachas listed, and according to most Mefarshim, Rishonim and Achronim, all the Malachas that are somewhat negative, Korea and Soser, that when the Mishnah says Almanas Livnos or Almanas Litvar, that is just an example. That's what generally we assume. But there is a day in Tosfos. Tosfos says, I'm Gimel on the base. Tosfos says there that he seems to say literally, in Dibur Maskel, but Tzorach Le'etzim, Be'inon Tzorach Le'etzim, Delo Mikri Be'etzim Kotzer, Ela Be'inyin Zeh, Midi Dahavi, Akorei Amanas Litfar, Umochik Amanas Lichtov. He seems to understand it literally, that those malachas require that it has to be Amanas Litfar or Lichtov. And the Gilyon HaShas there asks, he says, Akashali, Misog Yedela Kamon, Daf Kuv Dalet. It says Kuv Dalet, it really should be Kuv Hei. Kuv Hei, Amen Beis, Gamash, and then he quotes another idea, another question, but he just says, Kashali. Why? Because you look, there's Korea Bachamaso. This is not Amanas Litfar, and yet the Gemara says, you're going to be Chayiv, because it could be right in the second brisa we said, it could be constructive. But why? Because the Gemara said, to Ka'avid Nachas Ruach Liyotro. You calm down. But what do you mean? If you need literally Amanas Litfar, it's not going to work. Says the Stipler in Simul Amid Vav, a beautiful idea. V'hanira Bazeh. Says the Stipler, there are four inherently undoing malachos. As we know, four malachos. Korea, Mochek, Soser, and Matir. Those four. Destroying, ripping, untying, and tearing. Did I get all of them? Erasing, tearing, destroying, and untying. Those four, those are inherently undoing. And that's why Chazal assume that those won't be called malachos, according to Tosfos, unless you do an almanas to do the building again. Right, do the building again. Untying, you have to be tying. Destroying, you have to be building. That's generally what we assume. But the only reason you need that is because what you're doing is an undoing. That's why you need the literally doing. But if you could come up with a case, aval, l'kishetsuya korea omoche, if you could come up with any of these cases that inherently are not undoing, then memela, you wouldn't need to. Hasam hadar dina, delo yetzorkshi dafka amanas lachser v'libnos amasha sasar. Point number one. The only reason that you need amanas, literally, in these cases, is because they're undoing malachas. If you come up with an example where it's not an undoing application, so then you wouldn't require the amanas. Number one. Number two, and then we'll put these two together. V'hine, kala malachos v'dera klau heimatikun b'hachefza, aval eino b'geder achila ohana'a. By most malachos, it's about the object. It's not about the person. For example, plowing the ground, cleaning the beged, catching the animal. All of these malachas are about the chefza. That's where, v'chein kulam k'nom bone, they're all about the chefza. The b'chol hani mis'asik l'tovas eze chefza la'asigo o l'sakno. Aval agavra atzma lo haye begeder mishtamish v'nena me'adavar. The person doesn't get specific physical pleasure, right? Usually not. But aval ha'korea b'chamaso v'yalmeso, if somebody tears in anger, are they doing anything to the chefza? No. It's all about calming me. Eino l'tikun shel chefza, ra'gzeu hanaso v'shtamshusu shel agavra. V'hari zeh ka'ochel atadav. It's like I eat something. Kivan shezeu hanaso asofit. V'lo k'machshu m'sakin hachefza. How do you know if a malacha is about the chefza or a malacha is once in a while about the gavra? If you would come and the malacha would have been done for you already, would you be happy? I come to my field, the field is plowed. Great, wonderful! I don't have to plow my field. By almost every malacha, something is built for me already. The animal is caught for me already. Something is cooked for me already. Something is cleaned for me. By almost every malacha, I would be just as happy if the malacha was done already. That proves, that reflects, it's about a tikkun of the chefza. But what if I'm very, very angry? I walk into a room and I see my shirt is ripped already. Oh, I'm so calm. Ah, I feel better already. Of course not. What if I see a broken glass on the floor and I was going to throw this glass because I was angry? Chas v'shalom. Right? So, of course that's not going to make me calmer. So that shows that it's about the gavra. So says the Stipler, put the two points together. When do we say, how do you know something is an undoing? When the focus is on the chefza. And you've undone it, that's when you've undone the chefza, you have to redo the chefza. But if you could prove that it's a gavra malacha, right, like the korei b'chamaso, then memela, it's not an undoing. Mamela, it is a inherently constructive act. That's why you don't need amanas in that case, because that is a totally separate category of a malacha. And that is not a, that's not called malachas stira. That's called hana'a. This isn't called a malachas korea. This is called a malachas calming yourself down. And that would be a constructive purpose. That is the stipler, simin lamed vav, os aleph, a take-home stipler regarding the malachas of Shabbos. Okay. We continue now. Say on the sixth line or so on Kuf Hey Amid Beis says the Gemara. Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon ben Levi Bishubar Kapara. Kol Amorid to Maos Al Adam Kasher. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sofrano Menichem Beis Kenazav. Anyone who cries about an Adam Kasher, as we said yesterday, Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes the tears and puts it into his treasure house. Shneamar Nodi Safarta Ata Sima Dimasi Benotcha. You put my tears in your bottle. Hello, B'sifra Secha. Right, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes all of our tears, like the Gemara says in Brachas, I think. Right, that even though Sha'arei Tefila sometimes might be Nin'al, Sha'arei Dema'os are never Nin'al. And one has the Chassidish of Art. If it's never Nin'al, so what do you need Sha'arim for? Sha'arei Dema'os lo Nin'al, so don't have Sha'arim. It's like the store that's open 24/7, 365. Right, what do you need gates for? So says the Rebbe, if there are fake tears, if there are crocodile tears, says then Sha'arei Dema'os. Real tears, Sha'arei Dema'os lo Nin'alu. But you need the gates if there's fake tears. But this is real tears. Kol Amorid Dema'os al Adam. Right, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu takes them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Amis Atzel Bes Beidah Shokacham, Roy Lekov Rebbe Chayav. Anyone who is lazy, who does not do his best in being maspid at Tamar Chacham, it's Ra'ui, it's appropriate that he'll be buried b'chaya, meaning he didn't give arichas. When you're maspid somebody, you're giving them arichas yamim. You're elongating their existence. So mita kedeged mita, royal cover b'chayev shenamar, as the pasuk says in the last parak in Yehoshua, vayikru oso bikvul nachalaso b'tim naserach asher b'har Ephraim. They buried him. They buried Yehoshua in Har Ephraim mitzafon lahar Goash, north of Har Goash. Milameh. Now it's in an Arab village. Once a year we get to go to Yeshua ben Nun's kever, but now it's in an Arab village. Milameh she rogash aleim har lahargan. What's har gaash? There was an earthquake. The mountain, when they buried him, the mountain shook in order to kill them. Why? Because they weren't maspid him properly. They weren't maspid Yeshua ben Nun properly. Very unusual. They don't really talk about why this occurred. Chazal just say it. As I'll say, they weren't being they were busy with the land. They were busy. Yehoshua ben Nun, one of the greatest leaders of all time, arguably the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, I think it is, says that arguably he was the busiest person in the history of the world. Not only was he the Gadol Hador, but he was also the one who had to give out all the land. Imagine the headaches he had. Imagine how busy he was. And he had to fight 31 kings. And he had to do Chalukas Ha'aretz. And he had to be the Gadol Hador. Pretty busy man. And the Tosefta there says, and yet he's the one that has the mitzvah, lo yomer sefer Torah zevi picha. The pasuk's in Yehoshua perek Aleph. It's not in the Torah. Right? The pasuk of the Torah should never leave your words was said to the busiest man in the history of the Jewish people. So kol shekein for all of us. But that's Yehoshua ben Nun, they were a maspid? So difficult to understand. But either way, that's what the Gemara of the Chazal say. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, kol mis abel b'hespilu shal chacham, eino marach yamim. Mida connected mida. Shneamar b'sasa'a b'shalcha terivena. Hashem measures every action that we do. It's mida connected mida. Eisvir b'chiyabar abal or b'yochanan. Is that really true? Va'ya'avdu ha'amez Hashem kol yimei Yehoshua v'chol yimei azakenim asher ha'aricho yamim acharei Yehoshua. So you see, the zakenim had arichas yamim, but I thought they weren't masvid improperly. So they shouldn't have had arichas yamim. Amalei Bavloi, yomim ha'erichu, shanim lo ha'erichu. They had long days, not long years. Meaning they had fulfilling days, but their years were not long. Elamayata, really? But what about what we say every day? Laman yirbu yimeichem yimevenechem alo adama. Right? It says yirbu yimeichem. Well, so we should be medayik, yomim velo shanim. The bracha is only about yomim? The Gemara says, no. Don't compare klalas and brachas. Bracha shiny. Bracha is different. When it comes to a bracha, you can assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means the most expansive understanding of the bracha. And that's why Yamim is not literal, it's Yamim and Shanim. The Klala was Yamim B'davka and not Shan.
Is the reverse true that they are
with a reverse shoe. If somebody is properly maspid a chacham, does he get a rifas yamim? L'chora, we always say, mechal lavata shomehain, right? So therefore, if somebody properly takes care of hespedim and takes care of the, being more demos on anashim ksherim, so l'chora, there would be a rifas yamim. L'chora. Good. V'amar b'chibar abba, amar b'yochanan. Echad min ha'achim shemeis, yidagu kol ha'achid kulan. If one of the brothers, somebody in the family dies, is nifter, then all the brothers have to be worried. Yidagu kol ha'achid kulan. Echad mi b'nei ha'chabura shemeis, tida kol ha'chabura kula. If somebody from the chabura dies, so the whole chabura has to be worried. Amri la demes kadol, v'amri la demes katan. Some say it means if the gadol died, because even the Ish Chashev died, you got to be very worried and careful. And some say even if the Katan died, Dafka, because Bekalkala, Rashi goes to the Gemara, Bekalkala, Maschila Min HaKatan, right? By the detrimental results, you start with the Katan. So either way, one has to be nervous. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch that one should feel if there's a family member, if there's somebody close who was taken from us, that we have to be worried. The order, it's like the mashal given there is, let's say there's a pile of rocks. Big pile of rocks. Once one rock is taken out of the pile, then all the other rocks are shaking. All the other rocks can move. They're very, right, they're in a precarious position. That's the position, because when everybody's in a chabura, when everybody's in a group, one of the rocks is moved, so then mamela, a lot of the other things start moving and falling. But the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, if there is Nolad ben Zachar betoch shana, yiskapru kol ha'mishpacha. That's a big skula to have a child, to have a boy specifically within the year of Avelus for anybody, and to have a name given even. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yeredeia, that this da'aga applies. But if there's a Noah lo ben Zachar, right, this kapru kol mishpacha, and that's a reflection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not upset anymore. Good. We continue now. Kol makalklin peturin. It's a little amud, but it is major. You see the Tosfos in here, all the Rishonim. Much to discuss on this little amud. Mekalkel. V'chol mekalkel peturin. The Mishnah said, any mekalkel, any type of destructive act is pater. As we know, this is one of the principles that has to do and flows from Melechas Bachshavas. Melechas Bachshavas Asra Torah, as the Torah says in Parshas Vayakel, that on Shabbos, we are chayiv for everything that they did in the building of the Mishkan. And just like in the Mishkan, they did thought out professional artisan work. So too, that's what it has to be on Shabbos. But if there's anything lacking, for example, if it is Davar Sheinu Meskavin, Malach Sheinu Sri Chalagufa, Mekalkel, Misasik, Shinui, Grama, Shnayim Shesa'uhu, any of those type of principles, that's a lack of Meleches Machshavos. A lack of it. So this is one of them. Kol makalkel peturin. Tani Rabbi Avo, kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said over a brice in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hamakalkel peturin chutz michov elomavir. The brice said as follows. Or makalkel and a pater. Right? They're all asur derabanan. There are sometimes some examples where makalkel is going to be mutter. We'll get to that B'ezras Hashem later in the Masechta. That's for a Shabbos need. Ripping open a package in order to get to the food inside without ripping any words, but that's destroying the package. Makalkel is usually drabanan, but makam zeh, it's mutter for some reason. That's the Gemara later on about chavis. The first Mishnah in chavis, Perek chavis, which is later on in the 22nd Perek of Masechta Shabbos. But we're still in the 13th parak. So, kol makalkel peturin, any destructive act is usually only asur derabanan, except for chovel and mavir. The brisa seems to say, chovel, wounding, mavir, lighting a fire, both of those are inherently destructive actions, and yet, they're two of the malachas. Chovel, we mentioned a couple of days ago, what malacha is chovel, what av malacha is chovel. It's for sure asur daraisa. The Gemara says it. The Gemara never says which av malacha chovel is. So we mentioned, either it's dash, that's the Rambam, or Rashi on Tamar's daf. Quotes, either it's soveya or shochet, it's one of the malachas. But, says the Gemara, chovel and maver are inherently negative, destructive, and yet they're two of the malachas. So it must be, there's no ptur of makalka by those two malachas. That's the brisa. Kol makalkel peturin chutz michovel amavir. So if you would do chovel amavir in a destructive way, that's fine, because they're always destructive. That's the brisa that was said to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar le, Rabbi Yochanan answers when he hears this brisa, that's not true. Puk tani levra, go take this brisa outside. That's the strongest language you can get in the Gemara for somebody getting thrown out of shir. Right? He says puk tani levra. He says puk, go take this brisa outside. Go learn in the hallway. Right? Puk tani levra. Chovel umavir ain't a Mishnah. No, that's a mistaken brisa. Eina Mishnah. It should not be there. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Chovel u'Mavir have the Ptur of Mekalkel. Right, don't tell me there are exceptions to the rule. Chovel u'Mavir also have the Ptur of Mekalkel. V'yim tomer lo my Mishnah. And if you want to say it is somewhat authoritative, let me explain. Chovel b'tzarech l'kalbo, Mavir b'tzarech l'afro. Right, there are constructive ways of violating these malachis. If I wound somebody in order to get the blood, because I want to feed the blood to my dog. If I want to light a fire in order to create ashes, because I need ashes for some reason. Those can be constructive too. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, those malachas also have the patur of Mekalkel. So the Brisa, Pashtus, Rabbi Avahu, seems to say that there is no patur of Mekalkel by these two malachas. And the answer back, Rabbi Yochanan says, of course there is. There are constructive ways of fulfilling these malachas. Ask the Gemara. Now back on Rabbi Avahu. V'yonan tznan kol Mekalkel paturin. But, Rabbi Avahu, didn't we say in our Mishnah? Kol Mekalkel paturin, no exceptions are mentioned in our Mishnah. So why in our Mishnah does it say across the board Kol Mekalkel paturin? And in the Brisa, there are two exceptions given. Chovel u'Mavir. So the Gemara answers, Masnisa and Rabbi Yehuda, Brisa Rabbi Shimon. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah who says Kol Mekalkel paturin, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Brisa that says there are these two exceptions, that is Rabbi Shimon. The big shaila is, which Rabbi Yehuda and which Rabbi Shimon are we talking about? And usually in Hilchas Shabbos, as we've discussed, Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmir shita. And here we're saying he's the more, right, he says the Mishnah is, right, Kol Mekalkel, he is the author of the Mishnah, Kol Mekalkel paturin, without any exceptions. Not any exceptions, right? Even these two have the Ptur Mekalkel. And Rabbi Shimon is the author of the Brisa, that these two do not have the Ptur Mekalkel, meaning he's more machmir. Doesn't usually go in that order. So what machlokas are we talking about? Rashi says, I'm not sure. Velo is parish hecha. Nowhere do we know what machlokas is being referred to. And then Rashi says, Veli nirat, but I have a guess. As do all the other Rishonim. There are at least four or five Pshatim. What is the Machlokas being referred to here between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda? We know they have a couple of, is this a unique Machlokas? Is this Malach HaShemich Lagufa? Is this Rav Shimon Miskavein? Is this, what Machlokas is this in Hilchas Shabbos? So we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says that this Machlokas here is an outgrowth of the Machlokas about Malach HaShemich Lagufa, which is a chiddush. The Gemara just yesterday, on yesterday's daf, said explicitly, this is Rabbi Yehuda who said Malach HaShemich Lagufa, this is Rabbi Shimon. Here, the Gemara didn't say a word. Is it because, according to Rashi, maybe it's, we just said it yesterday, so we don't have to say it again. Right, so what's the outgrowth? Says Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Malach HaShemich Lagufa is chayiv. So what do you see from that shita of chayiv? That you could have a real malacha, even though the hana'ah, the benefit that you get, is not inherent to the item in front of you. Malach HaShemich Lagufa. Right, what's told as the ultimate example that's usually given? I dig a hole for the dirt, not for the hole. So you see, even though your benefit is the dirt, that's still a malacha that you're going to be chayiv for on Shabbos. So you see, you could define a malacha very flexibly with hana'ah. So too, by these malachas, Rabbi Yehuda would say. If you have chovel, if you have mavir, even though the act is destructive, but I'm getting some ashes, but I'm getting some blood that I want, so that's good enough to be called a malacha. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is able to say, those are the cases that the Torah is referring to by chovel u'mavir. Because after all, he already says, Malach HaShemich Laguf is chayiv. He already holds that he has a flexible view of the hana'ah that you're getting, even though it's not directly connected to the item that you're acting with, to use the Stipler's Lashonos that we had earlier. He already has flexibility. So, by Chovel and Mavir, he also has flexibility. The real malachas of Chovel and Mavir are Tzorach LaAfro, Tzorach LaKalbo, and therefore, if you don't have those, he would say Pater. That's why he would say there's a patur of Mekalkel even by those malachas. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds Malach HaShemich Lagufa is pater. What does that mean for us? That means if there's no direct hanah in this item, it's not going to be a malacha. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. If it's Ein HaShemich Lagufa, it's not going to be this a malacha. But we know this Chovel u'Mavir. We know there are two malachas that exist. But what about Tzorach LaAfro, Tzorach LaKalbo? That's not good enough for Reb Shimon. He would never say that's the real malacha, because that's an external hana'a. That's not hana'a directly in the act that you're doing. That is a byproduct. So Reb Shimon cannot say that those are the malachos, tzorach l'kabel, tzorach l'afro. That's what the Torah is referring to. It can't be. So he's stuck in saying there must not be a pater of makalko by these malachas. It must be that you're always chayev because I don't have a flexible definition, Reb Shimon would say. And I can't say that that's what the Torah is referring to. So ironically, it cuts the opposite way than it usually cuts. Reb Yehudu says malachas training sikh laguf is chayev because he usually has a more flexible definition. So he can have that definition even by chov lo mavir. And that's why he's able to say the pater of makalkel exists by chov lo mavir as well. Mashenkin Reb Shimon, who usually says malachas training sikh laguf is pater, meaning he has a more rigid, limited definition, so he's going to be forced to say by chov lo mavir, there's not going to be a pater of makalkel, and you're going to be chayav no matter what because there is no way to explain it otherwise. That is Rashi, again, in a line. Rashi says the machlokas here is an outgrowth of the machlokas about malacha she'en sricha l'gufa. Again, all the other Rishonim have different understandings. They don't like Rashi for various reasons, but this is Shitas Rashi, as we just explained. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, my time of the Reb Shimon, what's the reason, after we gave the Svara, though, now we're going to go into some textual sources. Why would Reb Shimon say that there is no ptur mit itzrich kra lemishrei mila by the fact that the Torah has to go out of its way, as we're going to have later on, to have a pasuk to allow bris mila bismano on Shabbos? It's not just stam mutter. It's not mutter daraisa because it's makalkel. You're wounding. So why do you need a special pasuk? It must be a chol ba'al machayev. It must be that general chovel is going to be chayiv. There's not going to be a patur. And also, umida asa rachmana havara gabe bas kohen. And from the fact that the Torah has to asur Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, Havara of Abbas Kohen, right, the Chi of Srefa, the fact that the Torah has to say that, Shvamina, Mavir Ba'al Machayiv. It must be that normally Mavir would be chayiv. That is Reb Shimon's Shita. That both of these, the fact that the Torah has to give an Isser, it must mean usually it is, but the fact that the Torah has to say that it is Mutter, by Mila, and the fact that the Torah has to say that it's Aser, by Avar Bas Kohen, it must be the general, it is called the Malacha. V'Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda would say, no, Raya, Hasam, Misakenu. No, those aren't destructive acts. That's what the Torah has to mention it there. 2 points. Number one, Kidur Ravashi, Dhamma Ravashi, Mali Lisakin Mila, Mali Lisakin Kli. 1 minute. By Mila, you're doing a tikkun by Mila. He's becoming a full Jew. He's becoming a Yehudi. Right, the Rashba's Lashon is that he could eat Kachem and Truma now. He's a Mahol, Karban Pesach. That's Stam Mila, not Stam Chavala. You're fixing. Right, we're going to talk about later on, Beshem, also, which Malacha are you doing by Mila? Again, it's Chovel. Fascinating discussions. There's a shita that says Mila is whatever, any of the chovel malachas, but then there are some of the other suggestions. Some say Mila is Makabe Patish. Some say, we'll get to that, Brother Shem. Some say Mila is gozes, shearing, right? Just like fingernails and just like other hair. It's shearing. Unbelievable. We're going to have to talk about that shita. But either way, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a tikkun. It's positive. And also, in the other case, Mali Lavashal Psila, Mali Lavashal Samanim. Also, you're cooking, when you do Srefa, Srefa's Bas Kohen, you cook the lead in order to perform Misa's Bezdin, in order to put down her throat. So what's the difference between cooking Samanim, which was done in the Mishnah, and cooking Psila? So they're both constructive. So don't bring me riots from those cases, Rabbi Shimon says Rabbi Yehuda. The Minchas Chinuch, I just couldn't hold myself back on this one. We can't wait till the 19th parak. Reb Shimon the Minchas Chinuch in the Mosach Shabbos discusses that shita that says Mila might be Makabe Patish, and he can't believe it. Can't believe it. He says Makabe Patish on a Ruchnius level. He says that's not doing the Mishkan. That can't be. It has to be a different reason. He says Venira Li the Dafka Tikun Baderecha Olam. Right, Umabur beperka orig mali sakin kli mali sakin mila. Like we just said, lo shaya klal makam bepatish. De gemar malacha ain't a rakim who bederecha olam. Aval masha bederecha olam ain't sarak latikun ze. Rakanachnu amo bnei Yisrael l'shem misvas Hashem yisbarach aleinu lo have tikun lechayev olam yishamakam bepatish. You can't say that when it says in our gemara it's a tikun. It doesn't mean tikun makam bepatish. It just means it's constructive in a certain sense, and that's why it's chovel. It's chovel constructive. It's not makav patash constructive. Oem chay mishum eza malacha. El shemu makal go patr mishum malachas nachsheves. Shapir shayach shapir. Ruchnius tikun can explain why it's a constructive act and mamela is going to fall into another one of the malachas. But not to tell me it's constructive and therefore it's tikun and it's makav patash. It could be a condition. It can't be a definition. To put that into the words of the Minchas Chenach, right? You can't say that this itself would be Makom HaPadosh, but the day that's quoted is in the Sefer Magen Avos that he quotes. That's what he says. Makom HaPadosh cannot be a Ruchnius Tikun by itself. Number one. The other issue that one can mention is that we mentioned at length in the Mitzvah Shir a couple of years ago, the Mitzvah in Vayakel. There's a separate Isser D'Oraisa of Bezdin carrying out punishment on Shabbos. My separatist of Daraisa, right? Right, it's why did Dafka mention Srefas Bas Kohen? Interestingly, Dafka that one, but really it's included in, it seems to be included in all. I mean, there's the malacha in the preparation, right? The Srefa of the lead, right? The cooking of the lead, that's what the Gemara mentions. Mali Levashal Psila, Mali Levashal Samanim. But if you look in the Mefarshim, right, that's what it's focused on, but the Rishonim expanded even to more than that. Any type of even though it's a constructive purpose in general to bring kapara for somebody, Misas Bezdin, but still inherently it is a that's the machlokas, Reb Shimon, whether it would be called a destructive act or a constructive act. But this is a separate Issa D'Oraisa in Vayakel, Shelo Yasu Bezdin Mishpat Maves B'Shabbos. Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos, separate from the Issa of Shechita. Separate from the Issa of the Malach of Shechita, the separate Issa D'Oraisa. And that's why this might include, fascinating discussion, Onshim, all Onshim. So Malkus is included. What about Bezdin enforcing a Knas on Shabbos? Is that just the Issa D'Rabbanan of Mekach U'Memkar? Or could that be included in Onshim? What about Bezdin putting somebody in jail on Shabbos? Right, we discussed that in Kippah. Discussed that then. Would that be included in the Isser of being Ma'anish on Shabbos? Again, there's a lot to talk about there, but that is related to our discussion right here. Just in terms of Chavala, once it's here, the Chashuke Chemet discusses it. Are two people allowed to wrestle? First on a weekday. What if two brothers like to wrestle with each other? You're allowed to wrestle, A. Are you allowed to wrestle on Shabbos, B? Right? If it's also on weekday, fine. That's Chavala, but what about on Shabbos? She'elo, shnayim ha-mis-agfrim kisha-ha-matara mischak v'leros yado shel mi'al mi'ha al-yona. That's what he talks about. So he says, Pashas is not Aser. Because if you look in the Rambam is Lashon by Chavala, Aser lo'adam lachbol, bein ba'asmo, bein b'chaver, but he uses the Lashon of derech nitzayon. And if it's just a competition of a game, it's not derech nitzayon. It's not trying to overcome. But then he says, I'm not so sure, because the Chavos Yar has the following tshuva. Chavos Yar, of Yar background, end of the 1600s. He writes that there was a whole group of socharim that were getting, they were all in the same business, and there was always a lot of dine Torah. Dine Torah, they were schlepping to Bezdin and this and that. They were all being masig vul on each other. So they all decided, you know what? Let's forget it. Let's all be masik vol. Let's all be mochel to each other, and we're not going to Bezdin anymore. And we're not going to worry about being masik. Nobody amongst us is allowed to go to Bezdin to complain about Hasagas Gvol. Right? That's what that was their agreement. Kol Amochlim, so the Chavos Yor said was heard about this, and he writes, Kol Amochlim Zelazel Lasos Maisa Shasra Torah Kigon Gineva Onaa Hasagas Gvol Milvad Shelo Yinaka Midine Shemayim. Not only, well, you're still doing the Avera, Mitzad Dine Shemayim, it's not pure Mechila, Ela Mitzad Shu Neged Yishevah Olam HaNagoso, V'zeh HaYadarch Achetor HaMavol, Kimal HaAretz Chamas. Right, Chamas, if Geneva was accepted, right, nobody went to Bezdin, right, and that's Chamas, and that's terrible. So he said, Mikol Makom, Ikpida Torah, V'am Rav, V'nishvartim Ol V'nafshol Seichem, Gamal HaMamon Ikpida Torah. So says Rav
Rav Zilberstein, Mavur Midvarev, that Mechila does not apply when there's Mamash Yisurim and when there's Chorban Ha'olam. So then when people are wounding each other, even if in this context, you know, it's a game and there's acceptance, maybe it's inappropriate. Maybe it's inappropriate. So therefore he says it is something that should not be done. What about on Shabbos? So he says, is it a malachas shenis yichal gufa? Because you're not interested in interested in winning, not giving him a black and blue mark. But he just says an unbelievable line at the end. He quotes this from the Menahel Rav Nosson Vachtfogel, the former Menahel Ruchani of Lakewood. He says, why is it that people love competition? Why is it, especially men? Why do we love competition? Why, not only for ourselves, why do we love going to or interested in sports games? Right? Or any type of competition? Right? Why? Where does that come from? So he says, because every person inborn, says the Mesillas Yesharim, Adam l'melchama yulad. Right? We're born into a battle. Right? Battle of the Yetzirah. Inherent in us is the taiva to conquer, is the natural inborn ratzon to overcome our enemies. That's inside of us. But that's part of who we are. V'lachein, kol bardas menatzel tchunazu lihilachim b'yitzro. Aval ashotev agasruach shelo nilchan b'yitzro. Right, if we're not going to be conquering our Yetzahara, we have to like have another outlet for the milchama. So that's why we're into the competition, and we're into, I guess the men in general have more milchamas than women. That's why we're more into the competition. Either way, but this is the, he says, Egrov Kaderegel, here's the other examples, Milchama Shvarim, in the olden days, watching in the amphitheaters, and in the Roman big areas where they had all the competitions. Anyway, interesting thought to think about. Inherently, we are competitive Nivraim. Competitive Nivraim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shir Malabe, last line, the Shir for Libun, the Mishnah said, is the Shir of a double sit. So Rav Yosef Machvi Kafel, Rav Yosef showed Kafel, Kafel meaning, again, between the second and the third finger, double that. Rav Chiya Bar Ami Machvi Pashit, as I mentioned yesterday, he showed a single. What does that mean? He showed the space between the thumb and the second finger. And that itself is double the space between the second and the third finger. So either way, that's what he showed. Good. Says the Mishnah, Buda Omer Hatzad Tzipra LaMigdol Tzeda. We're up to Tzeda. Good. Hatzad Tzipra LaMigdol V'Tzfila Bayis Chayiv. If somebody traps a bird to a tower or a deer to a house, Chayiv. Right? A bird to a house is not Tzeda because you still have to like, it's still flying around. That's not good enough. A tower is a smaller area. So one is chayev only a tzipra to a migdol or a deer to a house. One is chayev. This is a difficult Rashi that Rishonim talk about. Rashi says, you know why it's not nitzod in a house? Because a house has windows. Okay, so close the windows. Isn't the issue size? The Sfasemis discusses. Luli Dimistafini would have given a different shot than Rashi. That it's a question of size. Okay, not for now. V'chachamim omrim, tzipra la migdol, v'tzvi, a tzipra to a migdol, that I agree with, but tzvi, but the earth doesn't have to be to a house, but even more flexible, v'tzvi la gino l'chazir l'bibrin chayim, even a tzvi to your garden, that's also considered trapped. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer lo kol habibrin shavin, not every bibar, not every forest or garden or area are equal. Zechlal, this is the rule. Mechusar tzeda, if it is still lacking in being trapped. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Potter, I'm potter from putting it into the situation. V'sheinu mechusar tzeda chayiv, and if it's not mechusar tzeda, meaning I have now made it trapped, then I'm going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Remember the Aruch HaShulchan that we mentioned a couple of months ago. Back in the first parak, in Simin Shin Tezayin, where the Aruch HaShulchan says, Seda is a grama type of malacha. Where there are a few types of malachas that kind of look like grama. Like Bishol, what do? I just put something on the fire and the fire does it itself. Zora, I just throw it up in the air. The Gemara calls that grama in Baba Kama. So Seda is also one of those. Right, I just put the trap down. The animal walks inside. Right, so, but still. Kach, that's the malacha. So you have it by Bishol, by Zora, and by Tzeda. Those are at least three of the malachas that you have it. Good. Tanan Hassam says the Mishnah in Meseches Beitza, Ein Tzad Nedagah Min HaBibar Miyantif. You're not allowed to catch fish from a bibar. Bibar is like a fish pond. On Yantif, you're not allowed to trap a fish on Yantif. Why? It sounds like because it's not considered trapped yet. If you trap it, then you are trapping it. They know Zolof Neh Mezonas, and you're not allowed to give them food. Why aren't you allowed to give them food? So Rashi says, because they're muksa. and therefore you can't be Torah for them. Tosfos says, just because like these books, you can't be Torah for them. We don't paskin like those days, like Rabbi Yitzchak or others from the third parak. So Tosfos says, no pshat, which we assume. You're only allowed to feed animals that are yours, right? Because it's shashem ayatzud. Chazal asered feeding animals that don't rely on you for food, alechem izonoseihem, because sefer shem ayatzud. So that's this case. Because they're not yours, they're not trapped, so you're not allowed to put mizonos in front of them. Avalt sadin, chayav oaf, but you're allowed to trap a chayav oaf from a bibar, because that's already considered trapped. But osin lefnei mizonos. So that's the Mishnah in Beitza. Let's continue. V'raminu, bibarim shel chayos v'shel ofas v'shel dogim. Ein sadim en biyantif v'ein nos lefnei mizonos. You see, chayos and ofas, chayos, are included. So kasha chaya chaya, kasha ofas ha'ofos. We have a stira. Are you allowed to catch chayos and ofos from a bibar on Shabbos or Yantif? Stira. So bishlam chaya chaya lo kasha. Fine. Chaya and chaya is not a stira. Why? Harabi Yehuda harabanan. Maybe this is good for the machlokas that we had in our Mishnah. Between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, when chayos are considered trapped. And they must have a different definition of what trapping means. Ela ofos, a ofos kasha. But what about the stira with birds? Because in the Mishnah, they both agreed. Vachitema ofos, a ofos, nami lo kasha. And if you want to say, even by birds, there's no problem. Why? Habibar makura, habibar shena makura. Is it a roofed bibar? That's considered trapped. Or an unroofed bibar. Maybe that's the difference. Vaha, that doesn't work. Why? Vaha bayis de makurahu. Because in our Mishnah, a house is makura, ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda, ubein l'Rabbanan, and everybody agree that's not good enough. Tzipar l'migdol in l'bayis lo. A tzipar has to be in a migdol, which is more enclosed, not a house. So you can't say that a bird to a house is good. So amarava baravuna. How do you answer the stira about birds? Haka b'tzipar draraskinan. Different types of birds. Here we're talking about a wild bird. Drar, freedom. A free bird, a bird that's always flying around, so it's much more difficult to catch. So there's different levels of tzeda for this animal. It doesn't go down to authority. It doesn't bow to authority, this bird. It's always flying around. The Tana of Erbi Shema, Lama Nikra Shema, Drar, Tree Per Drar, why is it called that? Mnesha Dara, Babayas Kibasada. In the house, it's just like the field. You can't catch it. So that's the difference, that's the answer between bird and bird. Hashadas is Lahachis. The Gemara says, well, once you say that, meaning, if you have a suggestion not to be forced to say it's a machlokas tanoim, so Chaya Chaminam Elokasha. By Chayas also, I like to suggest it's not a machlokas tanoim, Haba Biber Gadol, Haba Biber Katan. Right, big bibar and small bibar. Meaning basically, everything is relative to the animal and to the place. That is what Seidah is all about, period. Let's do a little more, then we'll come back to the Mishnah in Beit. So, heichidami bibar gadol, heichidami bibar katan. What's big, what's small? Three definitions, which might all be the same. Amar Avashi, kol heicha derot basrei. If I could run after the animal, umati la b'chad shchiyah, and I could do one lunge, bibar katan. If I'm going to have to lunge more than once, that's a bigger area and it's not called trapped yet. Inami or kolhecha denafel tula dixalam ahadadi. If the shade of the walls overlap each other, that's biber katan. V'idach biber gadol. If they don't overlap, that's a biber gadol. Inami kolhecha deleka ukse. If there aren't any corners to hide in, biber katan. V'idach biber gadol. Right, all of these might be the same shear, just different ways of expressing it. That Mishnah that we quoted in Beitza about Ein Sadim, the Shiloh that's discussed by the Rishonim there in Beitza Chav Gimel is, why isn't there a heterochal nefesh? Ein Sadim, why can't you be tzad? Trap your fish and cook it on Yantif. Heterochal nefesh. So very important, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there in Beitza Daf Chav Gimel. Rashi says, because you could have trapped it Erev Yantif. Efshalas also Erev Yantif. That's Rashi. Says Tosfos there. No. Says Tosfos. The whole chiluk between Efshar and E. Efshar Lasosim Erev Yantif is only within the world of Machshirei Ochal Nefesh. Actual Ochal Nefesh, that's Mutter, even if Efshar Lasosim Erev Yantif. Look at the Gemaras that talk about this, Rashi. Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? But that's Rashi, the beginning of the third parak in Beitza, that he applies the limit of Efshar La'asosa Me'er of Yantif to even actual ochel nefesh, not just machshirin, preparatory stages of ochel nefesh. And Tosfos can't fathom that. Tosfos says no, that chiluk only applies to machshirei ochel nefesh, but actual ochel nefesh is always mutter. Therefore, Tosfos says the reason you can't do tzeda is because, by definition, certain malachos are not considered ochel nefesh. It's too early in the process, like the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, milisha ve'elach. Only a late process. Kneading, cooking, what? You could go to the store to buy food in your car for ochel nefesh? No. There are early stages that are not considered the heter of ochel nefesh. Not because efshel asoso. But fundamentally, they're not called, they're not dumya, like cutting something off the, from the tree. No, you're not allowed to do that. Dumya, that's ksira. Ksira is too early in the process. Very important machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of the third parak of Meseches Beitza. We continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer v'chulu. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel, Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. That said in the Mishnah, who said in the Mishnah, not every bibar, not all bibars are created equal. Amar Le'abaya, Halacha Mechal de Pligi. What the Halacha is like Reshbag? Did the Rabbanan argue on him? Amar Le'ay, Mayinafka L'chamina. What's the difference? We pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Le'ay, no, Abaya says, still, Gemara, Zemarta Tehei. What, is the Gemara just a song that you don't really care about the words? No. You have to know exactly the Mesorah. I want to know exactly, was there a Machlokas or not? That's why I care whether you just say, Halacha's like him, or the Halacha is agreed upon. Tana Rabbanan. Different types of animals. Hatsad, Svisuma, V'yashen Chayev. If somebody traps a blind or sleeping deer, Chayev. Because inherently they can wake up and try to jump away. Chiger, v'zokin, v'chole, but a lame, old, or sick deer putter. Because that's considered like a different type. And a different type, those aren't, that's considered trapped even before you get there. Because it can't move. And that's why there's not going to be a chiv. Amar Le'Abaye of Yosef, maishtahani, maishtahani, what's the difference between them? Hani, avidi l'rabuye. The first category will try to get away. Right, which would try to get out if they would be wake up or even if they're blind. Hani lo avidi l'rabuye, and these wouldn't. Hatanya chola chayev. We have another brisa that says chola, you are chayev for trapping a sick deer. Amar Rav Sheshes, two types of sicknesses. Lo kasha, ha b'chola machbas ishta, ha b'chola machbas uftsana. Where it has a fever, ishta, where it has a fever, so that is still. It's a little sick, but it can get better. So that is chayiv. But if it's upsana, means it is exhausted. Aye foot. She'eni yachol lazuz mimkoma, Rashi says, that's nitzod va'omed. If it just can't, if it's so exhausted, it can't. The Bir Halacha has the suffix. What if you chase it and make it exhausted? So you caused the situation. So is that called tzeda? So the Bir Halacha has that question. Tana Rabbanan. Hatsor, chagovin, gazin, sirin, v'yitushin b'shabes. Chayiv. Dear Rabbi Meir, if somebody traps grasshoppers, hornets, little mosquitoes, chayiv. The Chacham Omrim, no. A very important principle of the Maisa. Kol Shemimino Nitzor Chayiv. Only animals that are normally trapped are you chayiv for trapping. V'chol She'en Abimino Nitzor Pater. What's called Ein Abimino Nitzor, like mosquitoes, who traps mosquitoes? So if I trap a mosquito, that's an Isser Darabanan on Shabbos. Not Isser Darais, an Isser Darabanan. Period. So that is an important discussion. There is a machlokes achronim. What about animals that inherently are slow? Right, like a turtle. Somebody chayav for trapping a turtle on Shabbos. So there is a Shlomo Zalman, we've quoted in the past, in quoting the Shmir Shabbos, that says trapping a turtle on Shabbos is patur. Because a turtle is inherently slow. So it's neat sort of omen. Trapping a cow. Trapping a cow is not an isod arayis on Shabbos. That's not mino nitzod. Or it's already nitzod v'yomed. Nitzod v'yomed. The problem is, on Tamar's daf, it says by the Shmona Shratzim, if you trap them, you're going to be chayiv, and Tzav is one of the Shmona Shratzim. Says the Shlomo Zalman, Tzav in the Torah must not be a turtle. Right? We don't know exactly what all those animals were. But it must be Tzav is a turtle, because the Shlomo Zalman says it can't be that trapping a turtle is going to be an isod arayis. Right? Because it is slow. Right? It is slow. Period. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll start with Tanya Ida Bazem tomorrow. We'll get into the discussion of Suffolk Psik Resha, right, that comes up here with the, do you have to check when you close a box whether there are bugs inside or not? We'll get to the discussion of Psik Resha in the next Mishnah, a very important discussion. Then we'll get into the beginning of Shemana Shratzim with Chavala. Tomorrow we talk about science versus Torah in terms of the spontaneous generation comes up on tomorrow's daf. Again, there's a lot in these dafim. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Shir hopefully is up from last night. Everybody have a good day.